This is Nini Mats, the kingdom child, with the mystic of the kingdom of heaven.
Some Pharisees came to him to test him. They asked, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any and every reason?" "Haven't you read," he replied, "that at the beginning the Creator made a male and female and said, 'For this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate.'" "Why then," they ask, "did Moses command that a man give his wife a certificate of divorce and send her away?" Jesus replied, "Moses permitted you to divorce your wives because your hearts were hard, but it was not this way from the beginning. I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, and marries another woman, commits adultery." Greetings, guys. It is me here with a message of the kingdom of heaven. Guys, I want to speak about sex and divorce. Understand, I remember in 2023 I spoke about it as well, you understand, but there is no there's nothing wrong, guys, with repeating things, because you see, we live in a generation where the word of God is like is not existing at all, you know. Those who open churches decide to preach that which pleases us instead of the word. So it's hard, it's hard. So I sit and I look at what Satan is doing in our midst, you know, because you see, guys, there are three things Satan is going to use. Number one is the love of money. Secondly is the love of the things of the world. And then thirdly is sex, you understand. Satan will use those three things because our flesh, guys, our flesh is dead. Our flesh is dead. You know, most of the time when I speak, you might think that I'm offending you. I want you to understand me very well. I'm not offending anyone. I'm not offending anyone. The truth on its own offends. And if you're going to accept what Jesus is saying, you're going to be offended. And unless you are offended, you will never change. Unless, guys, you are offended, you will never change. That's one thing I've realized about my Lord. And that's why I love him this much, because with Jesus, he tells it like it is. He keeps it real. He doesn't care who you are. He just tells it like it is. You understand? So here, because you see, guys, there is a time where guys, our bodies change. You understand? When we get to our teen years, you understand? When you hit 13, guys, our hormones, they change. And they, guys, you know, when a kid gets to that age, I usually feel sad for them and their parents, because now they are battling something that is difficult to master. Because you see, guys, at age 13, your body is now maturing. That's why you'll find that at age 13, you can fall pregnant. At age 13, you can be a father. Why? Your body is ready. The unfortunate part, though, is that while your body is ready at 13, your brain is still developing. Is it fair for our brains to be left behind when our bodies are maturing? And you look at what is produced, you know, at that time, should you give in to your body, is that, guys, you get a child, you have a baby at age 13, you are a baby yourself, yet you didn't know what to do because you couldn't control what your body desires. It's not your fault. That's one thing I want you to understand first while I'm speaking about sex. You know, your body craving sex at age 13, I want you to know this, it is not your fault. It is not your fault. You see, guys, I often speak about Genesis 3, and I always say that people here on earth are behaving as if Genesis 3 was never told us. People are behaving as if daddy never spoke to Moses about what happened to Genesis 3. Guys, Genesis 3 is epic. When Adam sinned when Adam disobeyed Jesus' command, you know, he died spiritually, thus taking the nature of Satan. You understand? It was as if Adam was created by Satan. Yet it's not so. Guys, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was God. The Word was with God. Meaning that Jesus was right there in the beginning with Daddy. And if you're going to scrutinize the Word very well, you'll realize that Daddy never created anything, because everything was created through, for, and by Jesus. You understand? Therefore, Adam and Eve were created by Jesus. That's why I always trace Jesus right there in the beginning, and I say that Adam came from Jesus, who came from God. You understand? Now, Adam, when you are spiritually alive, you know, everything was fine. But when Satan, you know, lured him and Adam listened to Satan, he died spiritually, because sin kills instantly. Sin, guys, kills instantly. So he died spiritually. And when he died spiritually, it was as if Adam was created by Satan. You understand? The nature of things changed. Not only his spirit, but his physical body as well changed. As well as the world changed. The nature of things changed because Satan took over this kingdom. Hence, he is called the God of this age. I want you to understand that. So, guys, Genesis 3 is epic. I usually say the Bible starts in Genesis 1, Genesis 2, and ends in Genesis 3 when Adam dies spiritually and takes the nature of Satan. You understand? Because then the kingdom of darkness takes over here on earth, as if like everything was created by Satan. Yet not. You understand? Now, no one will know what will be happening to our bodies if Adam had not listened to Satan and died spiritually. No one would, guys, no one knows, you understand? But all we know is that now at age 13, our bodies start craving sex, start craving things that we were not used to. You know, I usually say that if you're a parent, be there in the life of your child, at least for the first 12 years, because at that time, he or she is in love with you. After 12, when they get to that teenage years, 13 upward, they start getting feelings that they don't understand themselves. You understand? So they are no longer only in love with their parents and family members, but they start loving other people and start pursuing love relationships. You understand? Romance and all. It's their bodies. It's their bodies. So it's not your fault, but it's nature. It's not a good nature though. It's a dead nature because of what Adam had done. So that sin that Adam committed was passed on to all of us. Cain and Abel were like that. Seth, you understand? Noah, you know, Ham, Shem, and Japheth were like that. All of us, it was passed on to all of us. So when you are born physically, you are born spiritually dead. And our flesh also died as well. You need to understand that. I tend to explain things a lot because I want you to understand, because sometimes Jesus, you know, will command you and doesn't explain. You understand? So when you explain things, you make people understand so that they can cooperate. I want you to understand that. You know, so our bodies, they start craving things that we are not used to. So as I said, that it's nature, that nature though, nature nevertheless. You understand? So do not feel bad that your body is craving this. You often hear boys saying that, oh, we are boys, our nature is not like men, I mean like woman's nature, you know, we are sexual animals and all. It's nature, dead nature though. That's why you realize that Solomon had 700 concubines, and Daddy did not do anything about that, as in like Daddy would take Solomon to hell because of that. No, because Solomon was spiritually dead. So the command to Solomon was not the same as that of someone who's spiritually alive, because Solomon was spiritually dead. Hence, everyone born of Adam, guys, died right there in the beginning. You understand? So when Jesus comes now and give us the blood, because you see, guys, no one from the lineage of Adam can give us a pure blood, because Adam's blood is tainted. You understand? So everyone born of Adam have this tainted blood. I've got a tainted blood. You've got a tainted blood. You understand? And so because of that, no one can help us give a pure blood, because without the shedding of blood, no sins are forgiven. So no one can be forgiven. So we cannot remove this dead nature that Adam gave to all of us, because our blood is tainted. That's why someone who was living in heaven, someone who created Adam, if you read Hebrews 10 verse 5, it says, burnt offerings and sin offerings you were not pleased with, but a body you prepared for me. Then I said, here I am, O Lord, have come to do your will. So Mary could not have sex with Joseph and give birth to Jesus, because Jesus already existed in heaven. You understand? That's why a body was prepared for him. So is Mary the mother of Jesus? You can look at it like that. I don't, because Mary is like an envelope, because Mary could not have sex with Joseph and bring birth to Jesus, because Jesus already existed in heaven before. You understand? So when he comes down here, he's put in the body. That's why I always also speak about his skin color, that no one here on earth has the skin color of Jesus. When you read the word, it says that his head is white as snow. You know that the head starts from the neck area upward. So he's white as snow, and his hair is white as snow, and his eyes are blazing with fire. You understand? Daniel confirms that. John confirms that. You understand? So Jesus could not look like anyone here on earth, cannot look like anyone here on earth. But because a body had to be prepared for him, he had to look like someone who resembled Abraham, because daddy had a covenant with Abraham. So Jesus had to take the color of the Jews. You have to understand that. So because he was put in that body, but the real Jesus looks different, doesn't look like anyone, because he is a God and he was already existing in heaven. So he cannot look like anyone, any race here on earth, you know. So now Jesus comes and he gives us this blood. So his blood is able to take away that spiritual nature, that spiritual deadness that Adam passed on to all of us. You understand? That's why you need to accept his blood, to remove that sin. You understand? And now, getting back to this sex issue, because I had to explain all of that. Getting back to the sex issue, you would say that, oh, so it's natural for us to crave sex at 13. Yeah, it's natural. But at the same time, it's a dead nature. I don't know, guys, if what I'm trying to say. At the same time, it's a dead nature. Meaning that it's nature, yes, dead nevertheless. You understand? We don't know what our bodies would be like if Adam had not given us over to Satan. You understand? And also, even if you do get baptized, I spoke about baptism also last year. There was a series I was speaking about, a fact that baptism, nothing happens to our bodies. When you are baptized, nothing happens to our bodies. It's only an act of consciousness, you understand, of righteousness, because Jesus commanded that we do. And also it identifies us with his death, burial, and his resurrection. But nothing happens to our bodies. So when you get saved, your spirit become recreated, but your body, nothing happens to it. It's still the same. You understand? It's not going to change. You need to get that. You need to understand that. So you're still going to crave sex even if you are spiritually alive, meaning even if you are born again, you're still going to crave sex at the age of 13. Your body will change, because Jesus gave us the blood to deal with the spirit, but he didn't do anything for the flesh. So he gave us his teachings so that we can apply his teachings, thus remain spiritually alive by continuing obeying his teachings in order to make sure that we obey him. You understand? Because if Jesus had given us the blood and left without giving us teachings, we would die again spiritually, because sin kills instantly spiritually, but physically you're not going to die if you sin. I mean, the world is filled with sinners. Churches are filled with sinners. They are not dead. They are still there, busy wasting their time, you know, because they are not teaching what Jesus is teaching. They come and open churches and preach their own beliefs instead of the word. You know what I mean? So now what I'm saying is that Jesus had to give us teachings, even though they were killing him, you know, throwing stones at him, did not want to hear. Jesus did not stop giving us teachings because he realized, he knew that if he doesn't give us teachings, we can't remain spiritually alive. You understand? So now, guys, I want to stop here and continue in the next.
And remember, the Word of God still remains the only source of knowledge about the Kingdom of Heaven. Please, correct every belief with the Word of God, correct me, correct every pastor with the Word of God so that you won't be misled. If a belief of a church is not in line with the New Testament, get out of that church. As we have said, the Old Testament will contradict the New Testament because the Old Testament people were sealed with the blood of animals and its people were spiritually dead. But the New Testament is sealed with the blood of Jesus and its people are spiritually alive. Therefore, you will find contradictions in both these testaments. Always take the New Testament if you are the child of God, because in these last days God speaks only through His Son, Jesus. I do not want anyone's blood requested from me, that is why we stick with the truth of His Word. These podcasts are found on all podcasts players, including Spotify, Deezer, AudioMark, Samsung, Pandora, YouTube, and many more where you get your podcasts.